With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Higher rents and food prices boosted overall U.S. inflation in December.
Overall prices rose 0.3% from November and 3.4% from 12 months earlier. Core prices were up 3.9% from a year earlier, down slightly from November's 4% year-over-year gain.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Authorities in New York have responded to a bomb threat at the home of the judge overseeing Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial. They found no bomb, and the trial's closing arguments are set to proceed this morning. Just days away from the Iowa caucuses and the start of the presidential nominating process, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis faced off at a GOP debate in Des Moines. And the Republican field narrowed again with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie suspending his campaign. He argued that the GOP needs to take a stronger stance against Donald Trump. When Iowa voters caucus on Monday, they will be facing record cold. Chris Hahn is at the National Weather Service.
We have a high temperature of 1 degree on Monday, though with fresh snowpack, we're expecting those actually may be on the high side. So we may not warm above 0 degrees on Monday.
Also at SRNnews.com, four people were swept up in an avalanche at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe, killing one of them. Meteorologist Wendell Homan says it was the result of a major winter storm.
It's snowing heavily in the Sierra, and we've had wind gusts over 100 miles per hour on top of the other ridges.
Alaska Airlines canceling all flights on Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes until Saturday. The airline is waiting for new instructions on how to inspect and fix those planes. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is trying to help Ukrainians through another harsh winter.
The giant Christian relief agency has delivered more than 3 million pounds of wood, nearly 7,000 wood stoves, and more than 60,000 articles of warm clothing to the embattled nation. More than 200 million pounds of food and 23 million gallons of clean water have also been flown in, along with almost 500,000 Ukrainian language Bibles. It's been almost 2 years since Russia launched its invasion, and the fighting continues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill to define anti-Semitism in Georgia law stalled last year, but sponsors plan to try again this month. A group of prominent evangelicals, including Pastor John Hagee of Christians United for Israel and Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, are urging Georgia lawmakers to take action. Advocates say a clear definition would help prosecutors and other officials identify hate crimes. This is SRN News. An independent watchdog within the IRS says the agency is still too slow in processing amended tax returns, answering taxpayer phone calls, and resolving identity theft cases.
The report serves as a reality check of sorts as IRS leaders say the funding boost is producing big improvements in services to taxpayers. But GOP critics are trying to claw back some of the money and painting the agency as an overzealous enforcer of the tax code. The IRS originally received an $80 billion infusion of funds under the Inflation Reduction Act.
Correspondent Julia Walker. The United Nations top court has begun hearings on South Africa's allegation that Israel's war with Hamas amounts to genocide against Palestinians. Israel strongly denies that claim. The Secretary of State Blinken has been meeting with leaders across the Middle East. More details at SRNnews.com.